Let's do it. It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Oprah Winfrey is officially the richest celebrity on Forbes' list of America's richest self-made women at number 13. Ooh. How many old money people are above her? She's followed by Kim Kardashian at number 19 and Taylor Swift at 21. Wait a minute. Kim Kardashian really has more money than Taylor? Oh, maybe since Taylor spent a whole bunch of money buying her albums back. Speaking of, alongside Jason Kelsey and Shaquille O'Neal on the New Heights podcast, Travis Kelsey praised Taylor Swift's deal to reclaim ownership of her early albums.
That's my favorite song in the world, brother.
Yeah.
You didn't know it.
Just got the song back. Just bought all their music back, so it's finally hers, too, man. I appreciate that, dog.
I love you guys.
Love you, big dog. Everybody, the Diesel.
Oh, my gosh. Shaquille O'Neal's so funny. He loves Taylor Swift. Tommy Boy Fest. Oh, my gosh. Tommy Boy reminds me of Travis Kelsey. Tommy Boy Fest goes down August 7th through the 9th in Sandusky, Ohio, where the movie was set. Mr. Kane's going to want to go. Director Peter Segal will be there along with the actual car from the movie. This year marks the 30th anniversary of Tommy Boy. Rob Lowe recently gave away the secret of Patrick Swayze appearing taller than the rest of the actors in the 1983 movie picture. It's like an official photo from The Outsiders.
We're standing in an alley, and if you look at it really closely, Swayze's standing on a platform of bricks that he's built for himself.
No way.
It's the famous black and white photo of all of us standing in the alley. And I always, like, whenever, you know, if I'm walking out and people go, hey, will you sign this? And it's that photo, I always circle the bricks.
Rob Lowe's such a stinker. Eminem's 8 Mile Style publishing company is suing Meta for $109 million for allegedly using his music across its platforms without permission. Steve Perry teams up with Darkives Collectibles to auction rare personal memorabilia.
Some of my special items include handwritten lyrics, my own personal gold and platinum records, albums from my personal collection, test pressings, and even tour merchandise from years past.
Okay, I know that sounds like in the arms of the angels, but the proceeds will actually aid Los Angeles fire victims through Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. A-ha singer Morton Harkett has been diagnosed with Parkinson's and may never perform again, but Billy Joel wants people to know that he is not dying. He's got to deal with some medical stuff. He was diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus. That's where your cerebrospinal fluid accumulates in your brain's ventricles, but the pressure inside this your skull remains within the normal range, and it's very treatable when it's detected early. As a result, Joel canceled all his shows for this year and next, but he's doing well. Miley Cyrus shared that she regrets most of her 50-plus tattoos.
I don't regret them enough to laser them, but some of them, like, I mean, I love my cat, but, like, I didn't need that. I love my dog, but, like, I don't know. Just having a pit bull in every picture for the rest of my life is kind of intense. There's just a few I could do without.
I don't think I would want a pit bull tattoo in mine either. That's hilarious. My tattoo sits under my watch. It's really just a reminder for me. Anyway, okay, a dirt alert. That was not the dirt alert. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin have broken up again, and this time it might really be over. Well, maybe it was because she was wearing that really low-cut dress on the Tonight Show the other night. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert that wasn't all that much dirt, but I do my best, people, and it's all for you. It's all for you, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.